that's not my area to speak on. If I think of concerns about health and, you know, longevity of your career or after career, I think it's important.
Maybe they're talking about minimizing practice workouts in the off season and minimizing works in training camp with health.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Limiting contacts.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. That's not really my area, like I said earlier. Maybe I think if it's pertaining to helping a player, I think it's something to consider.
What did you think when you switched positions that your sack total was higher, lower? Did you think it would impact that?
Early on, 3-4 defense, I've known the scene. Like last year, a lot of guys, was making big plays. And I seen the potential of making plays and, allowing guys to get one-on-ones. And pretty much that's what you can ask for. In a 4-3, it's kind of difficult to demand one-on-ones a lot. But the scheme of a 3-4 give you an opportunity and a chance to get one-on-ones. And that's all you can ask for as a player from coaching staff. And, then, they give you the opportunity to get one-on-ones. I think as a player, you got to take advantage of that.
Are you surprised you were total right now?
Not surprised.
Yeah, guys don't want you to
program. That's not my area. I'm sure if I deserve, if not, it's okay.
It's Miami.
Yeah, I'd be in Miami either way.
Pretty secret cast of this guy. You gonna track down for a couple more to add to those stats?
It's a tough guy to bring down. He's very athletic. And I think he does a great job of making plays, with his feet and sitting downfield. So I think we got our hands in our work cut out for us today. This weekend. It's been a great challenge, though, so I'm looking forward.
Is there a type of quarterback that you like playing against more than another type? I know you can't control it, but is there one you look at chops more for or anything like that?
Pocket passers, they don't move around, but they get the ball out quicker. So, that's the pros and cons of that. But if you're athletic, it sort of gives you a chance, an opportunity, because they want to make plays. Kind of get to him, so it has a pros and cons to it.
And at the same time, do you kind of like taking down a guy that people say you can't take down? Always more elusive, always stronger, he's bigger, he's gonna be harder to take down, and you get him down. That's the thing.
And I take down my mom or my grandma. I take down anybody.
That's cold, man.
Yeah, when I'm on the field, that's how I think. I don't really look at any type of quarterback who I want to bring down the most. I see them all the same.
Do you know more teams than yours and theirs that have had a turnover like you guys have had?
Turnovers?
Turnover players.
I think they kind of went through the same uphill battles that, we've been through in a coaching change. Is that what you mean? Mm-hmm. Coaching change and players and the whole, totally different schemes. And so, that happens every year in all season.
How does his locker room feel different after that big Giants win that did when you guys were struggling? It seems like teams pressing a little bit. Now everyone's all smiles. I know it's a win, but it seems like a more pleasant one.
Guys, you feel happy when you win. That's what it's about. I think we all kind of work and put the time in to try to win the game. And so, it feels good as a player or as coaching staff when you put so much work throughout the week and you're able to come out with a victory.